This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There's something I have to constantly remind myself to keep in mind. And because I think this might be useful for you too, I'll share it with you here, even though it's kind of personal, I guess, at some level. But in this time of intense chaos, where you have all this extreme censorship and you have wild political upheavals globally, you've got the globalists going crazy. You've got, you know, mass pollution, collapse of biomass all over the world. All these things happening in our world. It's very easy to get caught up in the details, like, oh my God, what are we going to do if we're censored forever? And the thing to keep in mind is that the world you know today won't be here much longer. Everything's going to change. The collapse of human civilization, as it is currently organized, is nearly upon us. You have to stop thinking about the future in terms of the way that you perceive the present, because the future is not going to be like the present. There's not going to be a Google. There's not going to be, I mean, in some possible futures, there won't even be an internet. There's not going to be a United States of America or a communist China, even for that matter. You know, depending on what exactly unfolds, the future that we are facing is a future of a collapsed, I don't know, a throwback to a much simpler society. And the transition into that is going to involve mass starvation, mass death, chaos, disease, political strife, revolutions, secessions, civil war, all kinds of things. This is what's important to keep in mind. Don't think the future is just a projected line from the present. Because if you think that, you are going to be wrong every time. And a good example of that is just look at the fiction novels and the movies, maybe even that you grew up with, like, let's say, the original Star Wars. Did you notice that in the original Star Wars movie, you know, George Lucas was the writer. George Lucas couldn't foresee, really, computer monitors. Certainly not iPhones. He didn't see that future, and how he didn't write Star Wars with knowledge of an internet. You know, when Yoda was saying that the Force, you know, penetrates all things and moves between everything, he wasn't talking about Facebook. He was talking about, you know, spiritual force. So even all these writers and even futurists have rarely been able to see the massive changes that have come along. And so far, a lot of those changes have created a more complex society, a more so-called advanced society. But complexity eventually implodes. Complexity creates a fragile society. Complexity, well, I think there's a book even called The Collapse of Complex Societies, or yeah, I think it's Complex Societies, or some, I'd have to check it, but it's something similar to that. And the more complex a society becomes, the more vulnerable it is to collapse, and the less redundant it is to any kind of a threat against it. And that's why the next great collapse that's coming, which will probably begin as a financial collapse, and then will spread to a geopolitical collapse, and a logistics supply collapse, a food supply collapse, you know, all these other things, a public health collapse. Our system today is perfectly positioned for a perfect storm of global magnitude. And I already know that I won't be running natural news, probably. I won't be able to reach you. I won't be able to post podcasts. I know that what I'm doing right now is very temporary. That's why I urge you to listen and read now while you can, because this world, this system, these habits that you have of checking on content and visiting websites, you know, bookmarking websites and turning on the cable news and ordering books or supplies from Amazon.com or even ordering from my store, healthrangerstore.com. All of these things will be gone. There will be no Health Ranger store. There will be no UPS. There will be no delivery system. Things will collapse down to a local level. I mean, there may be a rebuilding of nationwide deliveries after that, but there's going to be some period of time, some intense chaos of involving a collapse of supply lines, logistics, manufacturing, e-commerce, in fact, all commerce, finance, and banking. That collapse is going to be devastating to humankind. In fact, the world that we think we live in today is an illusion because it cannot be sustained beyond the collapse back to reality. So much of what people think is real today is illusion. You know, like social media friends or the money in your bank account. It's all illusion. It's not even there. It's not real. Much of society has been based on illusion, and we've been living on debt spending. You know, almost $22 trillion, I think, in debt now for the United States federal government. And it's only gotten bigger under President Trump, by the way. Even after Obama exploded it from, I think, roughly $8 or $9 trillion to $16-plus trillion. And now it's even bigger. These things end. This system that we have come to think of as normal is not normal. It is abnormal. The way that you live your life depends on things that cannot be sustained. And when those things collapse, everything will change. And most people will say, we never could have seen this coming. But I'm telling you right now, it's coming. You know, we can make lots of predictions, but the overarching theme is the collapse of complexity or the collapse of specialization. Imagine a world where there are no more electronic parts from China. Huh. That means you have no computers, no iPhones, no Androids, no GPS devices, no desktop PCs, no laptops, no tablets. No server switches, power supplies, hubs, no networking, no internet, no fiber optics, no bandwidth. And that's just the beginning. It's also very few car parts, for that matter. No fuel refining, so no nationwide transportation, which means, of course, no pharmacies, no prescription drugs. And that means mass die-offs of addicts who will go violent, go crazy, but also people who need, you know, basic things like insulin or antibiotics for emergency situations. There will be lots of people who die in that scenario. And the world that follows is a world that you won't recognize. And again, I won't even be able to reach you. You'll just be thinking, wow, yeah, guess what? Mike Adams was right. Too bad he can't publish anymore because there's no internet. But don't worry. I'll be taking care of myself in Texas. I'm a survivor like you. We're going to survive this. And then step by step, after the collapse, which will take, frankly, it will take years to fully unravel. It may take a decade before society can begin to rebuild itself. But when the rebuilding begins, that's when our work is really cut out for us. That's what I'm here to do, is to be part of the rebuilding, to create a new society. It's not structured like this current one, not with the Wall Street financial barons, not with the big pharma poisoners, not with the pesticide companies and the evil tech giants controlling information and the fake news media. We have to create a new society. And in order to do that, we need to fully understand what's wrong with this current society and what led to collapse. And that's why studying this collapse is actually very important for us. We need to understand the failures, so that we can build a system that's more resilient. A system also based on personal responsibility rather than victimhood, the victim class of snowflakes that now typify leftists and Democrats. So we have our work cut out for us. But I'll keep reaching you for as long as I can. You know how to reach me, naturalnews.com. Type it in. Go to that website directly. Make it your homepage. We publish every morning and every evening, except Friday evening. Or some holidays, I guess. But check out naturalnews.com twice a day. And you can hear my podcast at brighteon.com. my channel there is called HR Report. Brighteon.com or Brighteon.com is how it's spelled. Thank you for listening. You know, bottom line is I don't know when all this is going to happen, but it's coming. So just be ready and understand that what we are doing today is very temporary. Be ready for radical changes in reality. They're coming.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.